Hey, coming out of the halftime break, it's 90 in the rearview mirror and 90 more to go in the big show as we continue to roll on. It has been with great anticipation that we have been working behind the scenes to get our great Usual Suspects weight loss challenge set up for the new year. And you guys have been patient enough to give us till about the 15th so we can get it set up the right way. And that is what our plan to do is. And that's what gets us to our next guest, Mo Schlachter.
How's it going, guys?
Mo knows is what we're going to say. Mo knows weight loss. And Mo is joining us right now. Mo is a frequent listener to the show. He's a Usual Suspect. He chimes in on text messages a lot. And he's been keeping tabs on what we have been trying to do. And he is going to be a big help. So we've got Mo in the studio right now and on the air, which is great. Glad to have you.
Hey,
appreciate you helping
here.
Us out.
Of course. Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about this challenge. I think it's something totally unique. Like I told you guys, this is something really, really important, especially for, you know, state of Texas, city of Houston. You know, more than one third of Texans are considered obese. And you guys are doing something about it, and you're doing it in a fun way. You're doing it the right way. And that's, you know, that's why I'm on board. That's
yeah. Awesome. And we're glad to have you because, you know, a lot of folks wanting to do this, but very few people actually reached out and said, hey, I'm willing to help. I want to be a part of this and make sure that y'all's listeners and the Usual Suspects are actually successful when it comes to weight loss, because a lot of times it's hard if you don't know what to do or how to do it. And a lot of people think, well, I'll just eat salads, and it just doesn't always work. You've got to have a plan, and you've got to, you know, last week I was talking about, you know, making a diary of what you eat and looking at it. And more than anyone, you know about the benefits of all these services that you have.
That's right. Yeah. I'm on board because I want to help everyone not only be successful, but lose the weight, but then keep it off. And that's really the message that I have at my clinic. That's what I'm selling. I'm selling results. I'm selling long-term results. And the way we do that is we focus on the behaviors, not we don't look at the scale right away. We don't look at, well, you do what it takes to lose the weight in a couple of days. We want to get the behaviors in order so that once you lose the weight, you don't have those habits that bring you right back up, right? We've all tried diets, and when we've been on the diet, things have been one way. But as soon as we get off those diets, those pounds come right back on as quickly as they came off. So our philosophy, our therapy focuses on behaviors and kind of cleaning up the mess so that you kind of get out of that rhythm.
So essentially, you're talking about a lifestyle change as opposed to a diet, quote unquote.
That's exactly right. We're a totally non-diet approach. We are focusing on a lifestyle change, and it's very, very painless. So we don't throw people, you know, come in. We don't put them in the gym five times a week off the bat. Mm-hmm. We'll start to build those healthy habits gradually. So wherever someone is at the moment, we'll try to help them, you know, get 10% better this week. You know, a little bit more walking, a little bit more exercise, whatever is healthiest for them. We'll help them get there stepwise.
And you and I were talking in the break, and it's interesting, but it's about choices, as everything else is in life to some degree. But it's about choices so that you make the right choice. We were saying during the holidays when you have nothing but sweets and cakes and things at your disposal because it's on the back counter and it's part of the holiday tradition, if you could just get yourself in the mind frame of giving yourself other options and choices, it can make the whole process a lot easier.
That's right. I mean, sometimes that's all it takes. It's just giving yourself a chance. Like, how can you expect to overcome a challenge of just open up the fridge with all kind of junk food in there while you're hungry and not have any decent options there, right? Mm-hmm. So I push my clients to give themselves a fighting chance in the way of diet and exercise as well. Don't show up to a buffet hungry. That's something that I encourage them to do.
Yeah, Mo Schlachter from Houston Family Nutrition joining us. Now, you've gone to the you're really stepping up. But I was looking at the services that you're going to offer to our listeners that are participating in this program, and not just offering the services, but at a pretty big discount, too. Some of them are free, some of them Talk about sure. There's the weekly food log review. What is that? What are you going to do for our listeners when it comes to that?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, you know, I want to help participants of this challenge understand the right way to get this done. There is a right way for each individual, and that's what I'm going to, you know, that's what I'm going to help, and that's what I'm going to showcase here during this challenge. So the food log review is kind of like, you know, the guy on the NFL sidelines with the Microsoft Surface tablet. He's there like going over the place. So I'm going to do that for the listeners. You sign up, just $100, 12 weeks, I'll be there week after week, kind of, you know, with the squiggly yellow pen, just highlighting all the things, you know, you could have done this a little bit better, or here's where your strong points were, or here is, you know, a pattern that we're seeing, and really help them understand kind of where they can tighten some things up. Other things we're offering, I'm starting a weight loss group, which I'm hoping to get some sign up today. Of course, you're going to weigh in at 900 Lovett Boulevard for the weigh-ins this week. But we're going to be doing a weight loss group for participants. So it's going to be a team atmosphere. You're going to be with a group of folks kind of going after the same thing. You're going to get education. You're going to get support. You're going to get accountability, which is important. And, you know, it's going to be a great environment to get this done. Also offering one-on-one counseling. I could do telecoaching for those who can't make it in. And you talk about the free services. Every week, I'm going to send an email with an inspirational story. We're going to be doing a recipe, some healthy education. So we got lots and lots of stuff that's going to really help you get it done. And the reason why, especially on the information side, I'm kind of giving this stuff away is I don't sell the information. The information is rooted in science. That's not mine. What I sell is success. I sell results. And that's what I'm going to be showcasing here throughout the challenge.
Yeah, see, that's awesome. And I think that's what people miss in this whole thing, because sometimes it's just how you go about the regimen of your daily life. Everybody thinks, well, I just got to start exercising more, and I got to get out and hit the gym and do this and that. But it's the overall things you do from the start of the day to the finish of the day. That's why it's important, like when you give out your tips and things. I've seen recently where if you take three exercises you can do all in about 5-10 minutes, but if you do them and do them as a ritual every day, you can see the results. And that's what we're all about with this. And that's what Barry and I and Nick sat down to do, is let's do something that's going to show results, that's going to be meaningful to listeners, not just something that they do and it's a flash in the pan, then it goes away.
That's right. I mean, we also don't want frequent flyers. We want to be able to say in a year from now, when we're starting the next year's challenge, that the folks from last year have maintained their losses. They're going to be calling in and letting people know that they've lost the weight, they've done it the right way, and they've seen the light, so to speak. So now they are, you know, at a very different place, more energy. They're sleeping better. Of course, they're feeling better about themselves, and the process is painless.
What I found is, because I'm a cereal dieter, and that doesn't mean I eat cereal all the time. I yo-yo diet. I go on a diet and I stop. I gain weight, lose weight. And that's frustrating, and I think that's the message that you're preaching, is why do this if you're just going to stop and go eat back? And I'll be honest with you, if you're out there listening and you're like, well, I'm just going to do this challenge, and then when it's over, I'll go back to eating ice cream and cake. Don't do the challenge, because the whole point is get healthy. I mean, and from a guy who eats so bad, I can tell you that there's that point in your life where you can get healthy and still enjoy food. You don't have to eat salads every day and dry-ass chicken and just be miserable.
That's right.
It's a lifestyle. But if you learn how to do it correctly, you can still enjoy good food and be healthy,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yes. Right up there on my Instagram. You know, there's a...
Which is what? Where's your Instagram?
Houston Family Nutrition. All one word. Find that, you know, just search Instagram for it. You know, one of the posts I have up there, it's you don't have to choose between healthy food and delicious food. And that's the honest to God truth. You know, before I got into nutrition, I was a chef in New York. So my kind of entry into the nutrition world was really through the culinary side. And what I do is I help my clients understand that the same culinary principles that make restaurant food delicious are the same ones that are going to help you make the foods that you start eating, you know, they're going to be just as delicious for you, and you're going to feel even better eating them, knowing what's in there, knowing what's good for you, and, you know, again, just feel good eating, especially with the results that you're getting. You know, $33 billion are spent, you know, every year on weight loss products here, and, you know, in America. I'm here to help, you know, kind of turn that on its head. I want people to find the solution that is going to help them and, you know, get out of that cycle, get out of the diet loop that you talked about.
Well, how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can call us at 832-844-0789. You can call or text that number. You'll get me. You can hit us up on the website, www.HoustonFamilyNutrition.com. You can sign up for emails, the same, you know, similar emails that I'm going to be sending to the participants here. You can find us on Instagram, Houston Family Nutrition. Find us on LinkedIn, on Twitter, Hugh Fam Nutrition. And that's the best way to get a hold of us. Email info@HoustonFamilyNutrition.com. Again, info@HoustonFamilyNutrition.com. I answer questions for free all the time. If you have any questions about cooking, if you have any questions about nutrition, again, it's not the information that I'm selling. When someone signs up with me, they get my full support and they get results. They get moving.
Yeah, so hit up Mo, and we're going to be sending out packets to everybody, and it's going to have some information from Mo and how you can get more of his services in that packet. So, Mo, thanks for being here, man.
Hey,
we really
guys,
appreciate
thanks.
It.
I appreciate you guys, and this. I'm excited to get this thing.
We are too.
This thing started.
I'm so pumped.
We really
for this.
Are. And the one takeaway too from everything that Mo said that you've found ways to get in touch with him now. So please do that. The other takeaway is don't try to do this just to win a contest, because it's far more than that. It's a lifestyle and it's a way of living going forward that we're concerned about, because we're concerned about you and we want you to be around with us for a long period of time.
And last week we teased that we are going to have a goal for this weight loss challenge, and we've settled on our goal. Our goal is to lose a ton. We want to lose 2,000 pounds. So we've got over 100 contestants in this. So I think we can do this with your help, Mo. Yep. So we appreciate you being here.
I appreciate you. Looking forward to it.
There you go, guys. More to come, but we are staying true to our word. We're going to make this thing happen, and we're going to lose a ton of weight, as Barry said, and we want you to be a part of it. So there's still time to join. If you want to sign up, just hit us on the text line or get in touch with one of us via Twitter. You know how to reach us, 713-780-3776 via text message, or hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.